Hi, and welcome to the joint podcast between TarsTarkus.net and 40K. I'm Tars Tarkus from TarsTarkus.net.
And I'm Todd Statman from Die Danger Die Die Kill, aka 40K.
So, the purpose of these podcasts is to give a general introduction and discussion of different cult movie genres from around the world. The information is based on what we know, which we are not guaranteeing is being accurate. The first episode is on Taiwanese giant monster films. The Taiwanese giant monster film genre originates from the Taiwanese martial arts films of the 60s and 70s. At the time, Taiwan was competing with the Shaw Brothers for movie production. They had to make do with cheaper budgets and less talented casts than the Shaw Brothers and their higher money productions. Taiwan tried to make up with it with more fantasy elements. At least that's the case for the films that made it out of Taiwan and into the U.S. In general, the kung fu seems to be more wire fu and fantasy effects as opposed to straight martial arts forms. With these fantasy films, with all the laser effects and auras and energy beams and magic weapons, eventually, you know, giant creatures are going to wander into the films, and thus the Taiwanese giant monster genre was born. The first one, or first films we'll get into, have to do with The Fairy and the Devil, which Todd will take over for.
Well, yeah, this is a film called The Fairy and the Devil from 1982, and this was actually the first film that I think I encountered that had a real, that was a Taiwanese martial arts film that also had actually like a almost a Japanese style kaiju man in suit monsters. This was a movie that showed up on the gray market within I think the last year or two, and people got really excited about it because it did have these elements and which are not very common to be seen in any Chinese language cinema really. I don't think a lot of people really knew that these kind of effects were common. I got excited about it too, until I watched it and I found that it was actually a pretty boring, pretty cheap wuxia movie with very little action that had these incredible monster scenes inserted into it. And I mean inserted literally, because it turned out, people found out pretty soon after The Fairy and the Devil was discovered, that all of the monster footage in the movie actually comes from movies that were made much earlier. The earliest of those being a film called Su Hong Wu, which is a film that both Tars and I have seen. You'll find is a rarity, because most of these are films that Tars has seen and I have not, which means that I'm more here to ask him questions about these movies than to testify from any stance of any kind of expertise whatsoever. So, Tars, do you want to bring us into Su Hong Wu here?
Okay. Su Hong Wu is, according to what we've seen on the internet, is supposed to be a children's film depicting a version of the childhood of the first emperor of the Ming Dynasty, which is not exactly historically accurate because there's giant red-haired monsters, a white ape, and a golden dragon flying around.
Yeah, liberties are definitely taken. It's a bit fanciful.
What actually happens in the film, I can't really tell you despite just seeing it yesterday. It's really confusing, and it's just a lot of weird stuff going on. And then most of the monster action takes place at the end of the film, which if you're watching for that, you should just skip about 90% of the film and just watch the giant red-haired guy wander around and then a dragon come and beat him up.
Yeah, which is actually... And that's worth waiting for, or at least worth fast-forwarding to. One thing I will say about Su Hong Wu, I mean, the movie overall wasn't that interesting. I mean, it was kind of, it's kind of charming. It's definitely a more kid-oriented kind of fantasy film with lots of Again, there's lots of people shooting cartoon auras out of their hands and stuff. But it is actually, it appears to be kind of a high profile, kind of a prestige production. The production values are actually on the high side for these Taiwanese martial arts films, which isn't saying a whole lot, because Taiwanese martial arts films, especially compared to the Hong Kong martial arts films, especially the Shaw Brothers ones that were coming out at the time, the Taiwanese ones definitely look pretty shoddy by comparison. But Su Hong Wu has pretty good production values, and one of the signs of production value is apparently from translations of the credits we've seen, they actually hired Koichiro Takano as from Tsuburaya Productions, who at the time were doing the tokusatsu TV series like Ultraman, and Tsuburaya, of course, worked on the Godzilla films as well. And I think I read somewhere that there are also some other personnel that from Tsuburaya that were used. So we're definitely seeing the Japanese standard of quality when it comes to the miniature work and the monster costumes themselves and the filming. And so Su Hong Wu, compared to some of these other films we're going to be talking about, really stands out in terms of the quality of these monster sequences. They're really pretty cool. And then there's also another film whose footage also ended up in The Fairy and the Devil. The Fairy and the Devil basically being kind of a clearinghouse for cool monster footage from old Taiwanese martial arts fantasies. The other film is a 1974 film that neither Tars or I have seen, called Monster from the Sea, which, again, Tars, I'm not sure, does this film exist as far as we know, or is it one of these lost films? That
I think this is the lost one, and the Savior Monk... No, wait, I think this one exists, and the Savior Monk is the lost one, but I'm...
The Savior Monk being another movie that apparently has footage that was used in
The
Fairy
and
the
Devil. Even with my notes, I can't tell.
Yeah. And we'll probably find that all of the boring, dialogue-heavy Wuxia footage that's in The Fairy and the Devil was actually also lifted from an earlier boring, actionless Wuxia film, too. So that The Fairy and the Devil is really just a husk for containing other recycled footage. Sort of like, almost like the movie equivalent of a zombie, basically. But Monster from the Sea, from what we can see of it in The Fairy and the Devil, contains some very cool, also very Japanese-looking footage of a giant kraken-like sea creature that rises up out of a lake. And then there's also a giant floating demon head that flies around.
It's not the same demon head from Zardoz.
No, so you don't have to worry about Sean Connery in a diaper jumping out of it and scaring you. You're safe. And then what? And then there's something else, I think, that...
Sea Gods and Ghosts is related somehow.
Sea Gods and Ghosts, and this is one of those things where we're relying solely on information gleaned from, you know, the internet forums, which of course are bastions of unassailable facts. Sea Gods and Ghosts has been described as a sequel to Su Hong Wu, and it definitely contains some footage from Su Hong Wu. I have not seen it, but I have also heard reports that it contains some footage that's original to it that was also used in Fairy and the Devil. And I think with that, we've exhausted all of the films that would later...
Well, there's...
Oh, perhaps not.
At some point, either Su Hong Wu or Fairy and the Devil itself, or footage from them or some of these films we've mentioned, got incorporated into some Korean films.
Oh, okay.
I thought was just one Korean film, but it might be two Korean films, because there's Korean toys based on some of these monsters that I'm not sure... which movie they're from or anything about that, but I've seen photos of them.
I love that about the Koreans, that they, I mean, this is really cool about them, because they'll not only rip off Japanese and Chinese movies, but then they'll also make toy lines out of them, which I think is awesome. Like when they brought Gatchaman over to Korea. They made all, you know, they not only sort of appropriated Gatchaman, but then they made all these really cool Gatchaman toys that were like exclusive to Korea. So
there's a Korean Ninja Turtles movie.
Oh,
where
yeah.
Where they take Ninja Turtles and then have them fly like Power Ranger type combinable vehicles, and then they fight evil people. And there's a whole toy line of that. It's called, I think, Our Friends Power 5.
Uh-huh.
And it's notorious in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle collecting circles. And but it's, I have not seen it. I've seen screen caps off of Korean blogs.
Yeah.
I've seen photos of the toys. And this is, there's a lot of stuff going on in Korean children's
perhaps stuff. The toy lines existed first. It's like as if you made like a Spider-Man movie, you know, to promote the Spider-Man action figures that you can buy in Chinatown.
And the toys might also be stolen too from other toy lines.
That's true too.
If I remember right, I think they stole the rides from another robot toy line in Japan, and then the turtles are stolen from a turtle line from something. But I don't remember, but...
And we digress.
How about them Taiwanese bosses?
So anyway, but you were saying there were some Korean movies.
Yes.
And also I think that Carlos Mencia pilfered bits of The Fairy and the Devil for his act, but that may just be an ugly rumor. Moving on, or moving back, actually. Su Hong-woo actually isn't the earliest instance that we know of in which we have these Japanese-style giant monsters appearing in a Taiwanese film. There's also Devil Fighter, which may or may not be a completely lost film. I know of it because Tars posted some really cool-looking lobby cards from it on his site. So, Tars, I will defer to you on the subject of Devil Fighter because you're the one who knows less of nothing than...
Let's see. Devil Fighter supposedly came out in 1969. It features a giant bat person and possibly multiple giant bat people, and at some point some guy rides on their shoulder, and at some point the bat people are human-sized because they're fighting some guy. And there's also a popular Thai poster of the film, which is on eBay almost constantly. You can probably log on there now and go see it. But the film itself has not shown up anywhere in the gray market or the real market. And
which is a shame, because it looks really, really great. Definitely the shots of the giant devil guys fighting the hero, they almost look like something out of a Japanese tokusatsu show, like Kamen Rider or something like that.
Yes. And then also from 1969 is a film called Silver Maid, which Todd has seen. And
yes, I've seen that one. I actually like Silver Maid, but as far as what we're concerned with here, it doesn't deliver much as far as monsters. It does have a giant puppet snake that I think flies through a graveyard at one point. But otherwise, it's sort of your standard sort of fantasy wuxia stuff. Once again, we have lots of cartoon lightning bolts coming out of people's hands and lots of people flying around with wires. But in terms of the Taiwanese monster genre, it's pretty minor. But then there's another one, Young Flying Hero, which is part of a genre that Tars has called the annoying flying boy movie. So since you're the father of this genre term, why don't you tell us about Young Flying Hero?
We'll get to the annoying flying kid films on part two of the Taiwanese Giant Monster Movie Podcast with TarsTarkus.net and 40K. Tune in to the next episode.